so excited to have my sister Missy Crossan with me. And if you watched part one of this, then you got to hear a little bit of her story. And we're just going to jump right back in. She was sharing with us how on the day that her husband died, my brother-in-law, Martin Crossan, died about 8 years ago, almost 9 years ago now. She was in the hospital room with her three daughters, and how God just, you know, really spoke through her in that moment to set an expectation for what was going to be unfolding for them and how to position their hearts to move forward with the Lord. I loved something. There's a line that you used in part one, the solicitation of Satan, that Satan will solicit our hearts. And I think he looks for these places of pain. Maybe you've never been through this kind of tragedy, but we've all experienced profound pain if you've lived very long at all. And pain tempts us to believe things that we normally wouldn't even entertain. And so I would love for you to just speak into that more and anything else about just these last 8 years and what this journey has been like for you with the Lord.
Yeah. Well, just kind of going off of what you just said, you know, I told the story of being in the hospital room with, in the emergency room with my daughters, and in light of having, for lack of a better word, wrestled with the Lord when I was younger about the death of my mom, and coming through that when I was about 28 years old, and just solidifying in my heart that God is good and he can be trusted. And probably the next big event in my life, or the traumatic event in my life that tested that, was the death of my husband. But when my husband, you know, went to be with the Lord on that day, and we contended for him to be resurrected, and I saw, you know, that he had gone to be with the Lord, my heart was settled in God is good and he can be trusted. And so for me, I wasn't going to enter into that place with God where I questioned him, and all that pain and all that intense immediate questioning his goodness and questioning why and what, that didn't throw me for a loop at all. I was able to step into the place of being absolutely settled that he is good and he can be trusted. And so I got to pick my journey up from there, mm-hmm. which meant for me that in the natural, the pain, and in the natural, the grieving, like I remember very specifically telling Holy Spirit, okay, I took a deep breath and I said, I know who you are. And so now we get to grieve together. So I was not angry with Holy Spirit.
It wasn't a temptation to have this distance there.
That's right.
Or feel like you were alone.
That's right. I wasn't angry. There was no questioning. Yeah. Questioning why.
Right.
But I had to have that process before in my life.
Right.
So I was in my self ready to grieve with the Holy Spirit about Martin, which was just a beautiful picture, because I knew that's where he was going to journey with me.
Yeah.
And so
you were going to allow him to be comforter, and you'd experience him as
right.
comforter before.
Yes, yes.
Not the idea of it, but the day-to-day,
yes.
in the trenches, yes. comforter.
Yes. And so when I was able to speak to my children, I said to them, here's what's about to happen. The very natural death of Daddy is going to obviously be so painful that you're going to question, where are you, God? Who are you, God? And it is you and you alone with Jesus and Holy Spirit and God that are going to have to journey together to come out on the other side of that, knowing that he is who he says he is, and that he is trustworthy, and that he is good. And so, you know, all that being said, I can testify that Holy Spirit was faithful to them, and they have responded.
Yeah.
They just have responded.
Yeah.
And it's been beautiful.
They made choices in that moment.
That's right.
That they have continued to make, even
yeah.
in the worst moments, even in
yes.
the most lonely places and the ache and the pain. They keep choosing over and over again.
Yes.
to do it with God and in Him, and to be honest with Him when it hurts. And it's been just amazing to watch all of y'all, you know, navigate that together and individually.
And I want to encourage the parents that are listening to this message, because there's a place in our direction that we set with the authority that we have in our families. Even though I had adult children, and I've experienced this even with my parents, that when they and when I speak the truth and set my heart in a direction, that our children are drafting in that. And I don't know how Holy Spirit does it, but He's faithful to that.
And when you say drafting, you mean like a car that gets behind another car. And
that they get the benefit. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how He works that out, but He does it. And so when I'm praying and when I'm contending for that, those places in my daughters that have come in contact with severe pain or questioning about, you know, their father, you know, just the pain of it all, like decisions that they've been making, or, you know, going through life without their dad in certain situations where it can just hit them right back in the face, and that very place where Elizabeth said of pain that can cause us to question God's goodness and His faithfulness. I get to go into my closet with the Lord and contend for the place that I set. And I can come boldly before His throne and say, remember that day when I knew that You were going to cover because of who I am as the mother of this household. Mm-hmm. And He's been faithful to that. And so I don't have to go to my children necessarily and say, you better get this right. You know, you better put your heart where it's supposed to be and not be mad at God or not be upset with God or don't question God. I don't have to go and address any of those things with them.
Yeah.
I get to go straight before the Lord and say, You said, and I trust You in this because I know You're going to show up.
Yeah.
Because You showed me that, and You told me in the first place to step into that.
Yeah.
To set the course, to set the trajectory of my children.
By setting your own heart.
By setting my own heart.
Yeah.
And to declaring and speaking Your truth over the situation.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that, even in that little, just a side note, a really interesting word picture, and I've run across a lot of people that I know that Holy Spirit showed me this, and I'm hoping that other people have heard me share this, but someone in passing, and everybody is always kind and means well when they say something to you after you've experienced a death of someone that you love. Mm-hmm. And one day somebody said to me, don't be, you know, hard on yourself. You're having to be the mother and the father to your children.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in this world, lots of people think that.
Sure.
And I would have naturally thought that too, probably. Well, Holy Spirit stopped me literally immediately in my tracks. And it was as if He said, is that going to be true for you?
Mm.
And it wasn't in a negative way, like against anybody else. But I was like, absolutely not. And in that split moment, I said, you know what, God? You're going to have to be the father in place of Martin. I'm not going to be the father and the mother. Now, am I having to do practical things that Martin did? Absolutely. Like, did I have to pay bills? Yes. Did I have to take care of the house or the cars? Yes. But in light of being the spiritual leader of our house, I literally stepped back and said, I'm still going to be the mom. I will not be the dad. I won't be the father. And so I was even able to speak that to my children.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to say to them, there is a place right now that you get to pursue God being your father in every situation in a way that God will provide and meet you, that He knows that you don't have an earthly father with skin on right now.
Amazing. Yeah.
And so I, by sheer fact of me stepping out of that place,
mm-hmm.
God has shown up in their lives mm-hmm. in the most powerful way, which is why I didn't even, moving forward after Martin went to be with the Lord, I didn't even allow them to say, well, if Daddy was here, we would have done this. Mm-hmm. And so many people do. Mm-hmm. If Dad would have been here, this is what we would have said, or this is what we would have done. And I said, we don't know that we're not going to ever put that on our,
yeah.
We're going to say, because your Father God is now stepping in, because he knows that you don't have a daddy with skin on.
Yeah.
How is he going to show up
yeah.
for you as your
yeah.
father?
Yeah.
And the exact same thing that he did with that, he was able to do with me.
Right.
When I said, I no longer have a husband with skin on anymore, and now it's all on you.
Yeah.
And so there was a confidence and a boldness
yeah.
that came over me that was not in your face, you better prove yourself, God. That
sure.
was not at all. It was the sweetest, most beautiful mm. reliancy mm. on an aspect of my Father and God that he's my husband now. That, praise the Lord, this side of heaven, many men and women will never get to see or live in, because God's provided them with a husband that they're going to be living with until they're mm-hmm. until they both go be with the Lord. And that's so beautiful. But I have gotten to experience
yeah.
the husband nature of my God, that I wake up in the morning and I, like, that's who I, he has set that expectancy in my
yeah.
heart.
Yeah.
I didn't throw my hands up in the air with a bad
right.
attitude.
Right.
I get to say, oh, what are we going to do today? What date are you going to take me on tonight? And he has shown up in the most amazing, giving, loving, kind ways.
Wow.
That I've been able to say, this is like way better than even Martin could have done.
Yeah.
And yet I got to experience a beautiful marriage here
right.
on this earth.
Yeah.
And that's how I come alongside my children, and I'm able to speak into that place with them as their father.
Yeah.
And I also get to hold him. There's been many times that I've said, they're yours. I'm not stepping into being a father.
Yeah.
It's on you. And he has answered.
Just like with a natural husband. Those are
your kids.
Those
today. Are your kids. Yeah, you can go take care of it. You know, I'm going back in my closet and grab my wine and my crackers. I'm going to have some communion, and you're on.
Tag, you're in.
Tag.
As if he ever takes a moment
That's
off.
That's right.
But
exactly. No.
Well, just as your sister, I mean, to watch you, there have been so many times where I didn't consciously, but in retrospect, I look back and I, like, expected to talk with you or be with you and sense from you that you felt lack. I've never once felt that from you. I've never once felt like, you know, sorry for you. Like, she's
right.
And I've been prepared to, like, you know,
right. You sure
somehow
have.
Be there
sure.
for you in a different way.
Yeah.
And I mean, you've hurt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You've cried a lot. You've been very in touch with your heart. There's not been any stuffing of the
right.
pain or minimizing any of it in
right.
your own heart or in
right.
in your kids or in any of our family. But you've refused to numb it or to
right.
settle for anything
yes.
less than, you know, I mean, I guess Johnny and I have said it this way a lot of times. You don't get to experience those aspects of who God is, his character and his nature, that you don't desperately need or that you don't expose to him.
Right.
So when you expose pain to God
yeah.
and you are authentic and honest about it, or questions or whatever, he comes rushing in. He's
yes.
drawn to that
yes.
that weakness, that pain, that
yeah.
that suffering. It doesn't turn him off. But then also, like, when you, it's not like I put a demand on you as my husband or to
right.
be this for me
That's
or to
right.
provide for me. I love it that you've just what's the word you used a minute ago? You
said he's the one that set that expectancy in the heart for him. It wasn't an expectation. You better do this.
A reliancy is what you said.
A reliancy on him.
And yeah, so you just drew on the character and nature that you already knew that he had.
Right.
And you've done it. You've done it in the trenches. You've done it in the midst of the hard decisions and each kind of milestone. I think when someone is shockingly taken at a young age in a situation that just nobody planned for, it's really easy to get stuck in that place of trauma and shock. Mm-hmm. And you like allowed God to escort you out of that place and your girls. Mm-hmm. Just been amazing.
Of the things that if I want to take what we're talking about and kind of put it in a very real explanation, and what I feel like the Lord has really given me when I meet with individuals and I'm able to encourage them, because I can only come from the weighted place of being where I've been, right? Mm-hmm. I can only give away what I've received. And even then, what I'm giving away is not, they don't get to have what I have through me.
Yeah.
I can
like
give
just
away.
Miraculous impartation.
That's right.
You don't have to walk this out.
What I'm giving away is I'm giving away the truth and the love of my Father.
Mm.
And when I speak, that's what has weight. And that's, so it's really Him that's drawing them. And so I can come to individuals or a group of people just like Paul did in the Word, and he said, I implore you, I beg you, I beseech you, do these things. And so I don't have any problem saying, here's who our Father is.
Yeah.
Now run to Him.
Yeah.
I will cheer you on. I will speak His truth. You know, I will come alongside.
Yeah.
To the degree that, you know, He puts me in your life. But the bottom line, and this is what I told my children, that relationship, that intimacy is with Him and them alone.
Yeah. Nobody can do
Nobody
it for
can
you.
Nobody can do it for us.
Can't read about it.
That's right. But I can explain, I can meet with people and give them an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that when I'm thinking about all of this, when mm-hmm. I'm going to put it into an understandable and scenario or what's happening in the natural, is this. When we're talking about pain, and that's that place, and I look at pain as, number one, at the very minimal, the fact that we are living here in a fallen world,
mm-hmm.
disconnected from God.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus has made a way for us to be connected back with Him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the minimal amount. Even if we have the best life here on the face of this earth, if we don't know Him, there's pain.
Mm-hmm.
There's just pain. And then, of course, even when we know Him, there's just pain in this natural, this side of heaven.
Yeah.
And so we look at that, and then we think, what's God's perspective on all of this? What is His answer, His solution, which is obviously Him.
Yep.
You know, I'm walking with Him. And so when I meet with people and I want to encourage them and give them an understanding of just for them to, because your whole world gets shaken. Like, you want to reconcile. You want to reason. You want to put in some kind of order that place in you that has just been blown up.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And we hurry to all kinds of solutions in the natural. We could list them all day long. And even in the best of situations, we look for even the good things to take. We look for all the prayer in the world and all the amount of good, you know, discipline and meeting with God, because we're in so much pain. So it doesn't mean that we even turn in our pain to something that is a negative, bad thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we turn to every podcast and every biblical teaching, and we fill ourselves up with all the good externals,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, it's to me, it's good to understand that, like, the Holy Spirit always reminds me of
what my order is. Like, what is his order, you know? And his order is this. We know he has created me. So he is spirit. And he created me in his image. And I am spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And because of Jesus' death and resurrection, he says, oh, I have my Holy Spirit. If you will receive me, you can not only have salvation,
mm-hmm.
and live with me for eternity, but you get to have an abundant life full of my living hope here and now,
mm-hmm.
by the power of my spirit. So I say yes and yes and yes on a daily basis to him and who he has for me every moment.
Mm.
And so when I understand that my spirit man has been renewed in him,
right,
and that I no longer have to live in my old man,
mm-hmm.
and my old sinful man apart from him.
Mm-hmm.
So then, like Colossians says, Paul says that you have been conformed to the image of Christ. And that's Holy Spirit's job, is to literally conform me day
mm-hmm.
by day,
mm-hmm.
that I would have an interaction with the very mind of Christ,
mm-hmm.
and that my heart and my mind are being renewed,
mm-hmm.
always.
Yeah.
And so when I think about that beautiful order of my spirit man, and then my spirit man, who is in agreement with all that Holy Spirit is doing in me,
yeah.
gets to say, I get to submit to him, and then he gets to change my mind,
mm-hmm.
my will, my emotions, and my physical body.
Yeah.
And so when I go through life and I experience the things that bring up pain,
mm-hmm.
there is multi-levels of healing and wholeness that he's bringing to my mind, my will, my emotions, and my physical body. And a lot of times people, there's a disconnect in that.
Right.
And they'll be like, I've prayed about it. I'm like, I'm keeping on asking the Lord that I won't be so sad or so disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And my encouragement to them is, the dialogue between you and Holy Spirit is, what's going on here? Is my physical body still in that place of trauma,
mm-hmm.
and maybe speaking, and this is where the Word of God comes. Mm-hmm. You know, this is where his truth, and having Holy Spirit say, actually, this is my truth over you.
Yeah.
And me speaking his language over myself.
Yeah.
So that my physical body, my literal DNA that was changed, says to those places that have been traumatized,
mm-hmm.
you're okay now.
Yeah.
You really are. You are no longer living from that place of trauma.
Yeah.
Even when I think of a memory, mm-hmm. and there are many people that are still have a memory in their brain, their actual brain.
Yeah.
And the mind of Christ can go in and literally rewire our brain. And that's what's so important, that we are tethered
mm-hmm.
to Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
and who he is in our dialogue and our communication with Jesus and Holy Spirit and
so
God.
Good. So good.
Because he does go into those very places in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, in our senses. And that's very scriptural.
Mm-hmm.
That he is maturing our senses.
Mm-hmm.
That's our literal physical body.
Yeah.
And so when I say that I am healed and whole from a traumatic event, it is not just, you know, like I said earlier, it's not just this place of pie in the sky till I get to heaven.
Right.
It is a literal place that I have been able to enter into.
Yeah.
A place of peace, a place of rest, a place of reconciliation.
Yeah.
From my heavenly Father.
Yeah.
To my very natural being that I'm living in here on this earth.
So I just hear you really provoking us to remember, you know, as good as it is to have these external things that we know comfort us, encourage us, and push us towards the Lord, nothing can do as much as our personal dialogue, everyday conversation with Holy Spirit,
yes,
that brings
yes.
us into that place
yes.
of wholeness.
Right.
And literally heals every part of the grief and
yes.
the trauma and
yes.
and whatever parts we've yet to experience, because
right.
it's, you know, it's there
right.
an event doesn't just go away. It's there for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And so it's an ongoing mm-hmm. healing and wholeness that God is walking us personally through,
yeah.
through a relationship with right. the Holy Spirit.
And when you take a step back and you're so in love with Jesus, which we are, and you're so in love with Holy Spirit, and you're so in love with God, and you get that realization that's why Jesus said, it's for the joy that's set before me, because see, he knew the pain. He experienced the pain.
Yeah.
And yet he said, oh, my children, you're the joy that's set before me. That's why I'm going to come
yeah.
and be able to make you whole. Not just, yay, Jesus, you did some great thing. But that we really get to be made in his image.
Yeah.
And experience the fullness of who he is.
Yeah.
And I always want to be submitted and reliant on that place that he's taken me.
Yeah.
Because there's so much more, and it will be for all eternity.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of all of this.
Yeah.
It's not just here on this earth, and it's not just for all of eternity.
Yeah.
We get to keep growing. We get to keep going from strength to strength and glory to glory.
Mm.
And it can start now.
Yeah.
And that's my, when I petition and I say, oh, I just beseech you, those people that are listening
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
That's what I see, you know?
Well, rather than pray over them here at the end, why don't you just speak directly to them? You're a mama. You carry this
yeah.
matriarch
yeah.
Heart. And,
right.
and I would just ask you to speak to
wow.
those that are listening that can relate to what you're saying, but they need a mama to just encourage their heart.
Yeah.
What would you say to them?
Oh, goodness. There's so many things that I would say. Probably my biggest right now, and where I'm walking with even just the things that Holy Spirit and Jesus and God are bringing me into on a daily basis and moment by moment is to just continue to step myself back into His word. And his word is his rhema word and his logos word. And so what that's the very power of the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit is not just this hovering spirit that's outside of me. That Holy Spirit has promised that he has made me righteous. And I want to know how does that unfold? And he's made me holy, and he's my comforter. And so that's what I have set before me is who he is. So I've given him permission, and I would encourage anybody that's listening to even just say, Holy Spirit, who are you for me today? And I want to rest in that. I want you to show me who you are, because just like in John, the verses say that we have a knowledge of him. Like there is, I want to know you, but you surpass understanding. Like you surpass knowledge. In the same verse, he says that I would know you, and yet you surpass knowledge. I love that place. I love it because that means that I'm not going to settle on just my knowledge of who Holy Spirit is, but that he's continually bringing me into a place in him that surpasses my knowledge, which means that place of being intimate with him. And only in that place of being intimate with him am I gonna know his freedom and know his liberty and know his love and know his tenderness and know his compassion and know his loving kindness and know his goodness and know his trustworthiness. Because it's a part of who he is in me and through me and to me. And it is by that and that alone that I live and I move just like an axe. I live and I move and I have my being in him.
So good. I love it. I feel like I've been eating the best chocolate in the whole world my whole life, and I finally got everybody else to have a taste of what I get all the time. I love chocolate, but I love my sister, and I love what comes out of her, and so I just am excited to have gotten to share some of her with you and some of the people that we love and that walk with Johnny and I. So thank you for being vulnerable, for allowing us to get a little bit out of your deep well. And I'm excited about, we're going to do two more podcasts with Missy. I am. And we're going to touch on what she's extremely prophetic. She will not say that about herself, but she has an amazing finger on the pulse of what God is doing in the younger adults in our generation right now. And there's something incredible going on, specifically in Nashville, that I believe is a sign of what's going on worldwide. But we're going to begin to talk about that and what we sense God doing in the young adults of our generation, and how, as you know, women in our 50s, how we are positioning ourselves to be able to really echo and support what God's doing. And we want to challenge you so that you'll know how to better do that yourself. Anyway, join us for the next one. Woohoo! Okay.